Thank you, Director General. Your Excellencies, Director General, Ambassador Singh, ladies and gentlemen, I make this presentation this morning on behalf of the World Blind Union and the entire visually impaired sector around the world. Because I've only been given 10 minutes, let me come straight to the point. 200 years ago this year, Louis Braille was born in Paris. His six-dot tactile system of reading and writing opened the door to books, information, and knowledge for the visually impaired. When we have the Braille and the DAISY technology to enable blind people to read books just as sighted people, why is it that we still have such blatant discrimination against blind and partially sighted readers? As evidenced in the fact that only 5% of all published works are produced in accessible formats which visually impaired readers can access. We do have the technology. Now what we need is the political will to enable visually impaired and other print impaired readers to enjoy the equality of opportunity. That opportunity to walk down the high street, to enter a public library or a bookstall, and borrow or purchase the latest book title that everybody in the town is reading, because they know that the copy they obtain will be in an accessible format, in DAISY audio, or in large print, or in Braille. Recently, the World Blind Union presented WIPO's Standing Committee on Copyright and Related Rights with a draft treaty proposal, which was part of a twin-track approach to finding the political solution to the book famine. On the one hand, we are committed to an ongoing dialogue and cooperation with the rights holders, specifically seeking convergence on highly technological and operational issues, such as the integration of accessibility features into publishing software, and also the question of security regarding shared digital master files. Both of these issues and others which will seek convergence, we hope will lead to an increase in publishing of accessible versions of books in the future. But on the other hand, on the other track, and here I must state that the rights holders do not favour the use of copyright exceptions. But we believe that there is a genuine justification for the proposed treaty, which will provide specific facilitation for certain situations which currently prevent access, such as our wish to cross-border, share between nations, share and exchange the collections that we currently have legitimately produced under copyright exceptions. But this is barred by copyright law at the moment. And we just feel that there is much that can be done. It's not going to harm the rights of the authors and publishers because they have taken an understandable business decision to suspend their active pursuit of their financial interest by choosing voluntarily not to publish these additional accessible versions. Let me share with you the full impact of the treaty if it was implemented. It would immediately help millions of visually impaired readers. For example, in Spain, the National Organization of the Blind, ONCE, has over 100,000 accessible titles in their collection. In Argentina, Tifra Libros has a further 50,000 Spanish accessible titles. Between those two organizations, they would like to share and exchange their collections with all visually impaired readers in the 19 Spanish-speaking countries across Latin America. But this they cannot currently do because of copyright restrictions. But the treaty would enable them to do it. Similarly, there are hundreds of thousands in the accessible collections in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and New Zealand. And there are millions of visually impaired readers in the other 60 countries where English is the language of first or second choice, and they could all benefit, but are prevented by copyright. But the treaty would let them share these collections. And France, Canada, Belgium, Luxembourg, Switzerland could share their French accessible titles with the book-starved Francophone Africa. And Brazil and Portugal could share with other Portuguese-speaking countries in Angola, Mozambique, East Timor, and Macau. The Arabic network, the Russian language network, and many other language networks all want to share cross-border with their friends in other countries, but are prevented. Another view on this is China and India both have very sizable diaspora communities around the world. A few weeks ago, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind's library received a request from some Asian diaspora immigrants who had residence in Canada, and they were growing old, they were becoming visually impaired, and they were seeking some accessible Hindi titles. But copyright prevented the CNIB from picking up the phone and speaking to my friend Dipendra, who will be on this rostrum in a moment, and asking if his library in New Delhi could provide on loan some accessible Hindi titles for these diaspora people in Canada. Is it not a gross act of inhumanity that governments watch on as 314 million visually impaired people around the world are incarcerated in a world without books? We do have collections, and the Brazilian and the Ecuadorian and the Paraguayan treaty proposal asks states to decide whether they want to continue to prevent or whether they want to begin to allow visually impaired readers around the world to have access to those collections at no harm to the rights holders. The visually impaired reading community around the world is confident that through its cooperation with the rights holders, on the one hand, it will lead to more publishing of accessible formats in the future. But we cannot pretend that the publishers are going to change their business decision and suddenly begin retroactively retrospectively to publish millions and millions of titles from their past collections. But we have hundreds of thousands of those books in the visually impaired organizations and our collections around the world. And we would like permission to legislative permission to cross-border share and exchange these with other groups of blind people who do not have books and libraries. In conclusion, let me just highlight very briefly one further consequence of the current copyright status quo. Copyright jurisdiction is governed at national level. Our friends in the rights holders believe that this is what they want to continue. But the one consequence on the visually impaired organizations is that it nearly doubles the cost of our producing an accessible master for a new title. Let me give you one recent example. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, which was book two by J.K. Rowling. When the English language version was published, the English language visually impaired organizations around the world were forced to produce five different master files for the Braille version and eight different separate master files for the DAISY audio version, because they were not allowed by copyright to cross-border share their titles, their master files, with other countries who wanted to produce. Now, the unnecessary cost in financial and production time cost ways is equal to us being able to produce another four Braille new master titles and another seven DAISY audio new accessible titles. That is the impact. And it's for this reason that the World Blind Union and the visually impaired sector is so encouraged by Brazil, Ecuador, and Paraguay's decision to back the treaty on copyright for the visually impaired. How long will it be before the world realizes that to deny people access to knowledge is the denial of a very fundamental human right? We believe that there is accidentally today, through the status quo of copyright, an undefendable, indefensible imbalance in the creators' rights and the human rights of the visually impaired readership. And we would ask states to support the twin track approach put forward by the visually impaired sector. The twin track, working hard and cooperating with our friends in the rights holders, but also progressing the treaty, because it will give very definite, unique ways forward as part of the total solution to things that we need and we need immediately. Thank you.